This is Brian Tier, and I'm reading This Developing Awareness I Will Also Call the Work. It is a most important part of the work. And this poem uses the page in a visual way. It's arranged in two columns. And what I'm going to do, because you can kind of read the poem in multiple ways, is read the left-hand column first, then the right-hand column, and then read them across the page, across the columns. This developing awareness I will also call the work. It is a most important part of the work. I look at paintings the teacher Agnes made, and I wonder about the grid as endgame, not a spiritual practice, but the mind's limit. I know she believed art is better hungry. Before I became ill, I could eat without fear. My lover could enter me, and I desired nothing else. I work on another poem with a ruler and pencil, compulsory repetition, helpless entrapment, or meditative lyric iterated constantly. Satisfaction impossible. But I remember how I could open my mouth. I could be nourished until illness entered me more deeply than health. I look at paintings. I work on another poem the teacher Agnes made with a ruler and pencil. And I wonder about compulsory repetition, the grid as endgame, helpless entrapment, not a spiritual practice or meditative lyric, but the mind's limit, iterated constantly. I know she believed satisfaction impossible. Art is better hungry. But I remember how, before I became ill, I could open my mouth. I could eat without fear. I could be nourished. My lover could enter me until illness entered me, and I desired nothing else more deeply than health.